Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at the Avenue.
It's a party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Michelob Ultra, no Ben Brust today. He is currently at the AmFam Pro-Am for the AmFam Championship right now. Quick update through from Benny. He is 6-under through 7, says slow pace, but in the race, they need a birdie on 8 since they're getting a stroke. Morning group 1 at 18-under. So, quick update from Ben. Benny and I did win the Pro-Am at the AmFam Championship a few years back. Electric win. It's a shortened round because of weather. We only played 9. Think that helped us out a little bit, but we did not take a single hole. We didn't take a single hole from the pro. So it was all work done with, like, it's as if we had 4 guys playing without having the pro there. Give me a cool at least.
That's cool. So you told that story before. So this pro just stunk for you guys?
Yeah.
Doesn't that defeat the purpose?
I wouldn't even say he's a nice guy. He was a solid guy, but he wasn't like a...
I wouldn't even say he's a nice guy.
He was a pro who didn't go professional until he got to the Champions Tour. So he was like a business owner who sold his business in his 40s, played a ton of golf, and then was able to win some Champions Tour events. And it was kind of rainy. And I'm sure he's a nice guy. It was rainy. I don't think him or the caddy really wanted to be out there the day before they're going into this tournament. And he did not play well. I played out of my mind, and I'm a high handicap. Another guy we're with played out of his mind. He was a high handicap. We hammed and egged it and ended up winning that Pro-Am that year. Cam from Waukesha thinks the AFC South is the worst division in football. I mean, the NFC South's worse than the AFC South. The AFC South at least has the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yep. You know, I think the Titans could be okay. The NFC South, you know, you're looking at probably the Saints as the betting favorite to win that division.
No doubt.
So,
no doubt. Absolutely. Yeah, with Derek Carr, for sure.
Yeah, that kind of stinks, too. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Would the Jets win the NFC North if they were in that division with the other 4 teams? 800-990-ESPN. We'll open up the phone lines. We'll start with Jake in Milwaukee. Jake, welcome to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra. What do you got?
I agree. I think the Jets would win the division if they were in the NFC North because I think Aaron Rodgers this year, I personally believe he's going to have a bounce back year and tear it up this year for the Jets. So I think if they were in the NFC North, they would win the division.
All right. I tend to agree. Anything else, Jake? Nope, he's good. I think they'd have to be the betting favorite. Like Rodgers, and I do tend to agree with Jake. I think he's due for a bounce back here. I don't think he plays as badly as he did last year. And he's going to be the best quarterback in the division. And I think that defense would be the best defense in the division. So I don't know how they wouldn't be the favorite in that spot.
So, yeah, no, I'm with you. Are we tempering expectations on the Packers defense this year? Because I remember last year we were all going bananas over this defense, right? I remember Mina Kimes, we played that audio all the time where she thought they would be a top 3 defense. Everybody nationally was predicting them to be a top 5 defense. And then we all came to the realization that Joe Barry is still the defensive coordinator. So what are the expectations on this Packers defense this year? Because the offense, rightfully so, can't be very high. A bunch of inexperienced and rookie wide receivers and tight ends. The offensive line, especially the right side of the line, is questionable. You've got a good backfield, but the biggest question mark in the entire division is the quarterback. But when you look at the Packers defense, Greg, are we tempering the expectations, or should they be sky high like they were a year ago? Because a lot of those guys like Quay Walker, who I know you and I agree will have a huge year this year for the Packers, are the expectations that this should be at least a top 10 defense?
No, there's no way the expectations could be that this team is a top 10 defense. And I think the reason
why. What changed then? What changed?
We got to see them last year. And even if Quay Walker develops into the guy that we both think he will be, which is a major disruptor, you're still missing your top pass rusher in Rashawn Gary. So, like, you have to account for that with him taking, not being on the field. I do think Quay is going to be put in a position to rush the passer more. We'll see what happens with Lucas Van Ness. But is Kenny Clark going to return to, like, a dominant force in the middle? Maybe. Jair Alexander, does he return to elite-level quarterback? Maybe. What does that safety position look like? Is Eric Stokes good or not? Like, was that just a sophomore slump? I think there's enough question marks, and I do think the lack of confidence in Joe Barry to be able to put the pieces together in the right place is something that you have to consider. Like, that defense benefited a lot towards the back end of last year from turnovers. And if you're a turnover-dependent defense, sure, you have the ability to be the eighth-ranked defense. You also have the ability to be, like, the 21st-ranked defense. So, like, I think that much of that isn't, like, is out of your control. But I think they're going to benefit because the schedule's soft, and I think you're not playing that many great offenses, especially early on in the year.
Yeah, no, I don't understand not having excitement about this defense anymore. And your point about Gary is fair. He's set to miss probably at least the first 4 weeks, I would imagine, on the pup list, coming back from that ACL injury. You mentioned Eric Stokes. He's got a Liz Frank injury. I'm not a doctor, but that doesn't sound good. So he might not be back for a lot of the year, and the safety position is really not pretty at all. But the rest of them, right? Like, they've got a dude nicknamed Hercules on that defense now in Lucas Van Ness, who you brought up. I still think the expectation should be high for this defense. I'm not saying they'll be the best defense in the league, because clearly they're just not going to be, especially with Joe Barry as the coordinator. But I think top 10 and having an expectation of a top 10 defense is completely fair. Now, you just hope Jordan Love doesn't put them in a position in a lot of these games with a soft schedule that they're on the field a ton and that ranking drops. But I think with all the first round picks, all the investment that's gone into this Packers defense, they should at least put them and keep them in a position in many games that it's winnable. And that's my hope. Top 10 defense, and it can be number 10. I'm fine with that. Just keep them in a position where they're not allowing 30-point games game after game after game, because Jordan Love won't have the ability to do that in year one as a starter, put up 30-plus points.
Yeah, they're going to need that defense to step up. And the other thing is, like, we never talk about it, but special teams. Are they actually going to be better in special teams? Rich Bisaccia had this team take a step forward. But when you've got a young quarterback and you're looking at one-score games and sort of the margin of error being smaller, it matters that much more. Whereas when Rodgers was like, am I going to win 14 games, 13 games, or 12 games as we win the division this year, you know, it didn't seem as important for special teams to be a difference maker. It felt more like, hey, we just can't mess up on special teams. This year, it feels like that needs to be a plus in order for this team to ultimately force Ben Bruss to eat dog food by winning the NFC North. Do want to give a shout out to Smart Spaces. Smart Spaces helps your company space become smarter, technologically integrated, and able to perform beautifully across all virtual meeting environments. It's who we used here at our build out at the Avenue at the 3rd Street Market Hall for our GKB Milwaukee offices. It's a virtual world. Like, you have to navigate that as a company. In my world, being able to walk from room to room and just push one button and be immediately connected via video and audio and not have to worry about individual computers and can we both fit on this screen? You've got mics in your office seamlessly integrated. Like, they are interior integrators for that technology. They integrate it seamlessly into your office space so that it reflects your overall brand position and your culture. Smart Spaces allows that dream to become a reality. They get you the right technology for the right reasons with a listen-first culture. They learn your business's needs and provide seamless solutions for your office. It's what they did and continue to do for us. Check out how they can help improve your business today. SmartSpacesWI.com. That's SmartSpacesWI.com. We need caller 8 and caller 10. Caller 8 and caller 10. 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Over under par coming up next on Scalzo and Russ. Caller number 8, Josh DiMaggio, is a category. We don't know what it is. He's applied an over-under line. We don't know what that is. For the amount of correct answers, it's Strophy and I We'll get out of 10 guesses within 3 minutes. Caller 8, you say over or under, depending on how much you believe in us. Caller 10, you're stuck on the other side. Winner wins 4 passes to the beautiful Wild Rock Golf Course there in the Wisconsin Dells. Again, caller 8, caller 10, over, under, par, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Coming up next, it's Scalzo and Brust presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
When would I have learned that? I didn't take anatomy.
I mean, you probably would have learned it just in basic biology.
Yeah.
I don't know, biology I wasn't good at.
General curiosity.
Why would I have general curiosity?
Didn't you have a knee injury in high school?
No, I broke my ankle, tibia.
Why would I have general curiosity?
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
A very fitting Grateful Dead Thursday here on Scalzo and Brust. Friday for Josh DiMaggio and myself. Saturday for Ben Brust. He's off. Alex Strofe, your cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. Scalzo and Brust presented by Michelob Ultra. All three of us going to a Dead Show tomorrow in Chicago. You're going to get our guy, Alex Strofe. Colin Rousseau.
I like how you said that. Yeah, that was good.
And our guy, Alex G, tomorrow live from the AmFam Championship. And it is Thursday. It's time to play Over Under, presented by Wild Rock.
Will the guys hit the under, or will they tap dance on Joshy's grave? It's time for Over Under Par on Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Wild Rock Golf Club. Now open for the 2023 season. Go to wildrockgolf.com and make a tee time today.
Every week we play over and under. Here's how it works. Josh DiMaggio has a category. We don't know what it is. He's applied an over-under line to the amount of correct answers he thinks Strofe and I will get out of 10 guesses. We're not sure. Within 3 minutes, we're not sure what that is either. Joshy, did you take into account Strofe in for Brust when you were creating this line?
Yes, I dropped it a number.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, whoa.
Ooh. Caller number 8.
What is this?
Caller number 8, Gonzalo in Milwaukee.
Gonzalo, sorry, misspelling.
Gonzalo in Milwaukee believes in us. He says, you know what, I'm glad Joshy dropped a one because I'm taking the over on Strofe and Scals. I believe in the boys. Jeff and Madison stuck on the other side. He's got the under. Caller number 10, winner wins themselves a 4-pack to the beautiful Wild Rock Golf Course. Joshy, what do we have this week?
Today, I am looking for the last 10 people to appear on the Madden cover prior to Josh Allen.
Ooh. Oh, God.
The over-under is 6.5.
I feel like you, Strofe, are going to be a pro at this.
Yeah, that was the
I feel okay.
That was the joke I was telling, because I would have gone lower if it was just you and Ben.
6.5.
Oh, so now you're backtracking, because I really thought for a second there, Josh, you were telling me you don't believe in me.
No, it does not include everyone except Josh Allen. Okay.
That's your putting a chip on my shoulder.
I'm going to play the Ben Brust role here, Strofe. I'm going to try to get the ones that I know for sure off the top of my head.
I'm starting the clock in 3, 2, 1.
All right, go ahead.
Madden for sure. I know he was on a cover.
Yep, he was last year. Yep, he was last year. Go ahead.
Brady for sure. I know he was on a cover.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mahomes, I know for sure, was on a cover.
You're correct. Go ahead.
What do you think, Strofe?
That it? Well, I've got a couple that I know for a fact. So you want me to start rattling them off?
Yeah.
All right, Lamar Jackson, final answer. Let's go Antonio Brown, final answer.
Really? Steelers Antonio Brown?
Yes. Steelers Antonio Brown was on a cover.
Wow.
Now, I got to do some math here in my head, Greg, because this would be 2023 through Madden.
Wasn't Gronk on a cover?
Gronk is correct. Yes, Gronk, final answer. All right, we need one more. We've got 6.
It's 13.
So we could take our time in. So I think the Madden 25 edition was actually Madden 14. So I think Barry Sanders might be an answer here, Greg, but I think we should hold off for the time being because we got 2 minutes, according to the voice there.
So what else do you like?
So 15, 16, 17, I think is what we're missing here. Brady might have been 17. Let's just think of good quarterbacks for a moment, because we got time. We only need one more.
Is there always a quarterback, though? I feel like you named all
non-quarterbacks. No, it's not always, but there's been a lot recently, if I'm not mistaken. So just I'm thinking around the league. Was Peyton Manning on one in the last 10 years? I don't think so. Was Roethlisberger? No. All right, you just want to go with Barry Sanders? We got.
What about Odell?
Time to waste.
Wasn't Odell on a cover?
Odell was on a cover. I mean, you just got the win right there, Greg. Great job. It's Odell Beckham Jr., final answer.
What, Josh?
Yeah. And then can we go ahead and do Barry Sanders as a final answer?
Oh, okay. Look at you.
That was nice. The year they had two people on the cover, but two separate covers. They had a Barry Sanders.
So are you counting both of them?
Yeah, I counted last 10 people.
One
so
minute.
Both of them counted, but you guys got it. The last two you had, one's a defensive player.
I mean, I'm not going to get
was,
Patrick
was
Willis.
Von Miller or Aaron Donald?
Nope.
No, he wasn't on one. I don't know the defensive player.
Frank Zombo.
just a bit outside.
Okay.
Richard Sherman in 2015.
Zombo. Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't have gotten that one.
And then the other running back that was on the Barry Sanders cover was Adrian Peterson.
Mm.
That's who it was. That's right. That wasn't bad. Bad line by Joshy, per usual.
Great job by you, Strophy. I don't know if it was a bad line, because I don't know what else we would have gotten out of that. I don't know how he pulled Odell. I obviously know, like, the Gronk and Brady stick out to me. I remembered Madden for sure. I just assumed Mahomes had to be on one of these years.
He was on twice, actually.
Yep. Odell, I just feel like I remember. You know, like I could picture it in my head.
He
was a superstar for a minute.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He was like without a helmet on it. Like, I believe they're showing off his hair.
And he was kind of like yelling into it.
Yeah, that makes sense. That was the persona of Odell, right? It was the one hand catch, and then he just became an overnight phenomenon. And now is he with a team right now?
It's a Raven.
Odell? Raven.
That's right. He signed with the Ravens. I forgot about that. Interesting.
Rashad
Bateman. Yeah. All right. Nice
Rashad
job, Greg.
Bateman, Odell Beckham Jr., Zay Flowers, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And, Zay Flowers from Boston College.
A brand
right.
new contract for Lamar Jackson. So we'll see how that works in their favor. Congratulations to Gonzalo in Milwaukee for believing in the Scalzo's Trophy team here. You win four passes to the beautiful Wild Rock Golf Course there in the Wisconsin Dells. Do want to give a shout out to American Family Insurance, AmFam.com, to find your local American Family Insurance agent. Just got a call from my agent's office a couple days ago in response to a couple questions. We worked some things out. It was great. Like, I know who they are. They know who I am. We chop it up a little bit. I'm like a very pleasant phone guy when I'm talking to people that I like from a service standpoint. I don't know about you guys. I'm usually very pleasant. I like the pleasantries, you know, how are things going, the whole deal. But it's not just the pleasantries in the experience that AmFam offers. It's that I know I have a person to ask a question, a team to ask questions to when I have questions that need to be answered. And when you're in the insurance world, that's important, especially if you're a homeowner, right, Strophy? You obviously have car insurance for your car. I had mine with American Family when it was time for us to buy a house. It was a no-brainer to work with our agent on homeowners insurance. And I thought it was just like, hey, it's going to be good, because when we had to submit a claim for car insurance, I didn't have to call that nameless, faceless 800 number and like have the reference number written down and call back, talk to 12 different people. You just worked with one person and you could ask them questions and you trusted them and you knew them. And it was the same experience when buying a home and choosing a home insurance. They do have an amazing digital home quoting tool that makes choosing insurance simple. Special coverages to protect you from the unexpected, equipment breakdown coverage, all sorts of things that you can include in your policy. You're going to get a policy specifically for you, especially if you're getting ready to be a first-time homeowner. You are a first-time homeowner. They've got discounts for you, like a renovated home discount, a new home discount. Plus, when you protect both your home and auto with American Family, you can save up to 28%. So again, AmFam.com to find your local American Family Insurance agent. Strophy in for Ben Brust today. We'll get another update on Brust. He's going to finish at like 8 o'clock. My concern, Josh, is what's going to happen is he's going to get back to Milwaukee at like after 10, and tomorrow he's going to wake up and he's going to have to deal with the dogs, and we're going to get like all the Ben juju tomorrow, and he's going to be tired during the concert. Like, we need good, full-throated Ben Brust tomorrow.
Can I be honest here?
Yeah.
No matter what mood Ben's in, it's not going to ruin my concert.
It won't ruin my concert.
Oh, yeah, Joshy.
But I think, like, we both want Ben to have a good experience.
I do. But if he starts having even a sniff of a bad time, I'm just going to pretend he's not there.
Josh does have a switch like that to be able to turn it on. We go pole dancing next. That's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
I like Goody and Rogers taking subliminal shots at each other. This article was like, Josh, you saw me. I was reading it. I was like, I don't read. Look, I don't read, but I was into this.
Scalzo and Brust, available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Scouts over us! Set it by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Joshy, we're going to be enjoying some Michelob Ultras over the next 72 hours, that's for sure. We are off tomorrow, headed to a Dead & Company concert in honor of Grateful Dead Thursday, which it is today. Benny got a head start. He's playing at the AmFam Pro-Am, the AmFam Championship Pro-Am right now at the University Ridge Golf Course. Alex Drove, your cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. So, since we're off the show tomorrow, we figure, you know what, why don't we move pole dancing up a day? Strophy and Colin Russo are going to be out at University Ridge tomorrow, probably talking golf, hopefully getting some, you guys are going to get some golfers on to talk a little bit about the PGA LIV merger and, you know, get into, go into that buzz a little bit.
Yeah, we'll definitely attempt to, but I got to know about, I have not asked Colin about the craziest thing he did while he was in Italy for 6 months, so I've got to ask him about that. So that's coming up on the show tomorrow as well, but we got to dive into that if there's actually somebody that knows what they're talking about, unlike me, available to talk about it.
So while Russo and Strophy are going to be talking about him eating pasta in Italy tomorrow, they're not going to be doing pole dancing because we're doing it right now.
They've got questions, and we
at least
got
I'm a part answers. Of it, Greg.
Time to give the people what they want. Let's go pole dancing on Scalzo and Brust.
Every week we go up and down the dials. 100.5 ESPN Madison, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, home of the Golden Beaver. Shout out to Dodge County. To all of our fellow shows, all of our fellow hosts, to the questions they themselves couldn't answer, we say, you know what? We're going to help you out. We'll answer that for you. And pole dancing, brought to you by Great Lakes Dragaway. A quarter mile long drag strip, plus a drift pad. Even drive your own car on the track. Find full event schedule and ticket information at greatlakesdragaway.com. What do you have this week, Joshy?
Let's start it off with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You can hear them 7 to 9 a.m. on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Can you have more than one best friend? Yes, 71%. No, 29%.
I would say yes, but I do think people take advantage of the word best friend. Like, I've got a best friend from college. I got a best friend from, like, back home. You have a best friend, like, at work. You have a best friend, like, in where you're at now in your life. There's a lot of, there's different best friends in my mind, but that's where it's, like, usually you qualify, right? Like, oh, my best friend from college or my best friend back home. So I think that's okay. But when you start hearing people referring to, like, three people in the same room as their best friend, like, it's tough.
That just gets cheesy, right? So I agree with you. I would vote yes here. But I also feel like best friend indicates some exclusivity. So maybe I should be no. There should only be one best friend. But yeah, I'm with you. I have multiple friends from different stages in life.
I can rank my best friends. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I can do that.
I just want to know where Ben Brust would rank on those rankings.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Good idea.
Let's stick with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy here. Is it disrespectful to refer to someone by just their last name? Yes, 14%. No, 86%.
You know who you're asking this question to, right?
It's Trophy and Scalzi.
Two guys that are only referred to as their last name. Well, no, it's not disrespectful.
Here's
I don't know that I've ever heard either of you call me Alex.
No, I sometimes forget your first name. I'd have to think about it.
Right. Nobody does. Nobody
here's
does.
The thing. It was two people who often get referred to as their last name, and Chewy and Wildy, who were both not fans of being called by their last name. Now, Chewy said Chewy's fine because it's a nickname and not technically his last name. But I was Tausch also agreed that he's okay with being called what? Tausch, but not Tauscher.
I guess? Like, I called Gina Della on the phone earlier this week, and I'm like, hey, it's Scalzo. Like, right. I didn't even say, hey, it's Greg.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, yeah, it's Scalzo, like, whatever. But no, I don't think it's offensive or disrespectful whatsoever. Now, there's a disrespectful way to say anybody's name, whether it's first, last, or nickname, but in itself, no, I don't think calling somebody by their last names is an act of disrespect.
Sticking with Jen Gaming.
The only way that would be disrespectful, real quick, Joshy, one more point on this. The only way that could even be moderately disrespectful is that if at some point, Wildy, we're just going to use him as the example, said, don't call me Wildy, please just refer to me as Jason, and then we'd have to rebrand the show as Jason and Tausch. But that hasn't happened yet, so I'm going to continue to call him Wildy. Go on.
Yeah, so Wildy doesn't like being called called Wildy?
That's strange to me.
He did say he doesn't mind the show name. It's that when people only call him Wildy, apparently that's the issue. Like, the show name's fine, but he would
prefer... So if you see Wildy out at, at wherever, you should call him Jason.
Yes.
All right, good to know.
Noted.
Sticking with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, are you like Jen... rooting for the Packers more than you ever have before so that Ben Bruss has to eat dog food? Yes, 77%. I'm not even going to bother asking you guys because I know you agree. This is also from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Should Jen Latta have gone up to the car and reprimanded the driver for littering? Yes, 46%. No, 54%.
No. 46% said yes?
It's a good way to get in a confrontation I don't think you're willing to have.
It's also like, look,
exactly.
Teach your kids not to litter. Don't litter. Tell people not to litter. And we can talk about how littering is bad. But, like, in the end, like, people are going to do what they do. You can't just be that concerned with somebody else's behavior that's not causing physical harm or danger to somebody else.
Yeah, you're spot on. And Josh, you nailed it when he said you might be opening yourself up into an interaction maybe you're not ready for. And I respect the hell out of Jen Latta, right? She's terrific at her job, a terrific person.
What a qualifier.
This does not, does not sound like fun. That doesn't sound like a good idea. I don't know, man. I would never do it. I don't have the cojones to walk up to a stranger and be like, hey, why did you throw that McDonald's bag on the ground, dude? Like, it just sounds like I'm gonna get a broken nose, and I don't want that because my nose is already large.
Have either of you ever confronted a complete stranger for something that wasn't, like, worthy of a confrontation, something akin to this?
Is like a middle finger as I drive by, is that considered a confrontation? Rage.
You ever approached somebody to voice your displeasure with their behavior, despite that behavior not really affecting anyone else?
Yes, I have.
Care to explain?
Go on.
I mean, I definitely have. Like, back in college when you're drinking, you definitely, like, confront people for stuff that, like, you really don't need to confront them for. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure it's happened. Nothing comes to mind because I pretty much try and stay out of people's way.
Do you?
I think so.
I mean, I've seen Josh get into a couple not complete dust ups, but close dust ups.
You talking like Saturday night at the bar, or where's this happening?
Yeah, I mean, like, it generally happens when you're, like, sober. No, absolutely not. But, like, in my early, like, college years, I'm sure I said some dumb stuff to somebody because they were wearing, like, you know, a sports team, you know, shirt I didn't like. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think I've ever done that. All right, let's move to Homer and Tony, which you can hear 2 to 4 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Is Melanie being petty by hoping that Aaron Rodgers has a bad season for the Jets this year? Yes, 38%. No, 62%. That's Melanie Ricks, who was filling in for Homer yesterday.
I mean, yeah.
Ooh,
literally the definition of petty, isn't it?
Guess you could make that case. Yeah, I mean, yes, but I would vote yes only because if Aaron Rodgers plays 65-66% of the snaps, Packers get that pick. So you don't want them to be 0-17, right? You don't want them to be 0-17. You want them to be 8-9. You know, like the Packers were a year ago. They missed the playoffs, but he plays all 17. You get that draft pick, and it's number 15. You know, that's the ideal scenario.
Yeah, I didn't take it from a draft position, the question. I think if you want Aaron to do poorly just because you want to see him struggle, then of course it's petty. If it's about draft capital,
sure,
makes a lot more sense.
Let's move on to Rutledge and Hamilton, where you can hear Alex Strolf, Jim Rutledge, and Matt Hamilton 2-4 on 100.5.
Sometimes
ESPN
Matt Hamilton.
Madison, on occasion when he feels like it. This one has been a multi-day thing for you guys. Is chocolate considered a candy? Yes, Jim is right. No, Rutledge is an idiot. 20%.
Hold on. What?
Is chocolate a candy?
Yes.
Yes.
Like a, what am I missing? Like a Hershey's bar?
All right, hold on. So these results are backwards. So this happened yesterday when I was filling in for Matt, shockingly. And I, Jim made a comment about, you know, his kids can either have chocolate or candy. And I said, well, Jim, that's the same thing. And he says, no, they're different. And my response was, okay, would you rather have strawberries or fruit? Like, would you rather have a Pepsi or a soda? Right? It's the same thing. And Jim is now dying on this hill, as Rutledge does, because he thinks he's right that chocolate is not a candy.
I agree with
what,
him.
What, hold on. What are we talking
what
about
do you mean
when you
agree
say
with
chocolate?
Him?
Are you talking about, like, chocolate candy? Like, is Reese's, peanut butter cup chocolate?
Yes.
And you say that's not a candy?
No.
Yeah, you could not be more wrong on this.
What are we doing right now?
What?
This is one of the most idiotic questions Rutledge has ever asked.
Candy?
What? When I think of candy, I'm thinking of like a Sour Patch Kid, a Mike and Ike, something of a sugar fruit basis, whereas a chocolate is a chocolate to me.
Sure, but when I think of a football player, I might think of Ray Lewis, but like Adam Vinatieri is also a football player. Just because it's the first thing you think of, it doesn't mean that it's like the definition.
Exactly.
But I think the chocolate makers would draw the same line.
Now you're trying to say that you're trying to keep the purity of the chocolate makers?
Unbelievable. Hey, if they tell me something, I have no choice but to believe them.
But it's a candy. Like, I could understand, I would disagree with, I can understand the argument of like Baker's chocolate is not a candy, right? That's like that to me is like a confectionery that you use in baking.
So what is fudge?
Fudge is fudge.
Chocolate is chocolate.
Yes, I agree.
No, but again, like
yes, but
a Hershey's
it's also candy.
Bar, a Hershey's bar is candy. Hershey's Kisses candy.
You find
are
it
candy.
In the candy bar aisle. What are we even hashing out right now?
I mean,
it is in the candy bar aisle. The first word is candy.
There's Cheetos in the chip aisle, but they're not chips.
All right, so let me ask you this.
Yes, they are.
They're cheese
curls. They're not chips. You just fell. You hook, line, and sinker. Josh, he set you up
him.
For that one. Is a Nut Roll a candy? Is that a candy bar? Because it's not candy the way that you're thinking of, Josh. You're thinking of like...
It's a nougat and doesn't contain chocolate, correct? So it's candy.
I've had this conversation like 6 times in the last 24 hours. Can we please stop?
Josh from Heartland says chocolate is a condiment. Yeah, I'm with Strophy. I'm done with this conversation.
I just like that I dunked all over Alex Strolf. He walked right into my trap.
I don't think he knows what chip is referring to.
You can also find water in the soda aisle. Did you know that?
Oh, they usually have it as beverages. Depends where you shop. Strolf, do you know why it's called a chip?
Why chips are called chips? Is that what you're asking me?
Yep.
No, I guess I don't.
Because I feel like you're taking chip as an overall catch-all there on that. Now, you do have different variations of chips, like corn chips, right? And different types of chips in that regard. But
right, which are also called chips. So what the case you're going to make is because it's sliced potatoes, that's what makes them chips? Is that the case you're about to make?
That's how that started, yeah.
You take a chip off of a potato.
Jeff and Elkhorn said this week has had it all. An epic Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? And now the most idiotic question of all time. Chocolate is candy. Done. Jeff Ed, chocolate is candy. Any confections made with sugar and fillings. 847 says it's called a freaking candy bar, not a bar. Josh drawing the ire of the Scalzo and Brust family.
I didn't think they would be so mad about this.
They
I
are.
Thought this was universal. I thought everyone thought this way.
I think you're taking this far too literally. Like, I think even if your first indication of what...
Far too
literally.
I
can't believe that we're still having this conversation. Alex Strolf in for...
Yeah, me neither.
Alex Strolf in for Ben Brust. We'll recap how Ben is doing at the AmFam Championship. Who's this pro again, Joshy?
Noda Begay.
That's right. That's right. So a good one for Benny. We will we'll check in on how he is doing. Struff has no idea who that is. We'll check in how Benny is doing. We'll get to the polls as well, and we will end it with a unique free beer and pizza Thursday here on Scalzo and Brust. We're presented by Michelob Ultra.
You're listening to Scalzo and Brust, presented by Michelob Ultra.
I don't know if it's the brain, I don't know if it's the eyes, but like for
equilibrium,
eight times. Yeah. Well, eyes, maybe you weren't seeing the ball the way you should have.
Maybe vertical,
it's, maybe it's something with your inner ear that's affecting your balance. Like
I was just rattled.
Dude, 8 times?
Get the prostate checked too while you're at it.
David Winona's blind. I can get him to hit the golf ball in 3 tries.
Scalzo and Brust. Available anywhere you get your podcasts with Wisconsin On Demand.
Gone are the days when the lady said, please, gentle Jack Jones, won't you come to me?
I hope they play this one tomorrow, Josh. I don't know if we're going to get it. You sent me a set list. Is that... They're going to vary the set list considerably.
No, the reason I sent you the set list was because they were
timing.
They were telling us that we got to be there at 6:30. The set list, I've looked at many of them. They change. You will see repeats, but you never
see... They're going to play Shakedown Street.
Yeah.
We're probably going to get Dark Star.
We're going to get Drum Space both nights.
Yeah.
But they, for the most part, I don't see repeats night to night.
Yeah.
Like, per any set, you're going to get...
Who, what cover do you think we see tomorrow? We're going to see Dead & Company on a Grateful Dead Thursday here tomorrow at Wrigley Field. Me, Benny, Josh going all down to the show. They're going to do a Chicago cover, right? Like, they're going to do it. Who do you think we're going to get? It's going to be like a Pearl Jam cover?
They might? I was thinking, like... That's a great question.
Is this the John Mayer version? Is this the one John Mayer is the lead singer of? Okay, I gotcha. I follow who we're talking about now.
Yeah.
Does he fit the vibe well? I imagine he does. He's been doing this a few years, right?
Yeah.
He's fit in.
Of playing the Cherry Park.
Have you guys seen this version of this rendition of Dead & Co?
No.
I have not.
No, I've seen a lot of cover bands.
Exciting.
But I have not seen this version. Alex Stroff, your cousin's up in for Ben Brust. Speaking of the concert tomorrow on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, we did post one poll today. That poll was, will Ben Brust look like a narc in a tie-dye Grateful Dead shirt at the Dead & Company show tomorrow? 76% of the Scalzo and Brust family says yes, 24% says no. Daniel the sloth just wants to now be the official unofficial landscaper of Scalzo and Brust. I think we can make that happen. He sent me a beautiful picture of the work that he's been doing. Here's the thing,
I've had the honor of talking to Daniel multiple times. Unless he speeds up his cadence and talks with a little more pep in his step, he's always going to be the sloth.
608 chimes in and says, Josh, someday you'll have kids and you'll send them into a quick trip to get chips and candy and they'll come out with a bag of Cheetos and a Twix. And that's when you'll learn you were wrong about chips and candy.
I don't think
that deserves a round of applause.
I don't know what a child going in to do that means.
I mean, children tend to know what a basic definition is. Quite a bit. We're not going back down this road.
Layman.
I can't believe I got pulled right back in here. Once again, we're off tomorrow. You're going to get Alex Stroff and Colin Russo along with G. Have fun out at the AmFam Championship. Get your tickets at AmFamChampionship.com if you don't already have them. Since we're not ending tomorrow with a free beer and pizza Friday, we're going to do a free beer and pizza Thursday. You're going to get your Palermo's pizza. You're going to get some beer from 21st Amendment. We just do caller number one in Madison, caller number one in Milwaukee, 800-990-ESPN, 800-990-3776. Free beer and pizza Thursday. I'll see you guys in a couple weeks, man. We'll be back on June 20th.
Enjoy it, brother.
Yes. Thank you, Strophy, for all the fill-ins you'll be doing. Coming up next across ESPN Wisconsin, you're going to get Joe and Amber in Milwaukee and Beaver Dam. In Madison, you get Prep Mania, a special featuring Alex Stroff, the top games of the 2022-2023 season.